Most of the pet owners that are using the product are using it for separation anxiety, things like hip dysplasia and arthritis, mobility, pain, aging. A lot of aging dogs are using the product. And then we have some dogs that have epilepsy that use the product with great success. Some dogs with cancer that are also using the product. So it's a pretty wide range of conditions that can be addressed with CBD really successfully.
Juliana Carella is the owner of the San Francisco-based edibles company, Auntie Dolores. In 2013, she started up a new company that makes dog treats containing cannabidiol, also known as CBD, which comes from marijuana.
It's free of THC. There's no other psychoactive ingredients in the product, so it's totally free of anything that would get your dog high.
CBD has become readily available in most states with medical marijuana laws, and its effect on dogs is a positive yet little noticed result of weakening drug prohibition. Prior to 1996, the only way to get CBD was on the black market. It's not explicitly banned, but since it comes from the marijuana plant, no legitimate business would touch it.
Cannabis is a Schedule I narcotic, which means that is how this information has been strategically suppressed, in my opinion. I really feel like the research is about 80 years behind where it should be.
The research of CBD might have been hindered by archaic drug laws, but scientists and medical professionals are making up for lost time. With 76 scientists currently registered with the DEA for CBD research purposes, it seems as though the laws might finally be loosening for the CBD and for medical marijuana in general.
We've had a tremendous amount of feedback from customers, a tremendous amount, saying how, I mean, from just it being a subtle change to being very, very dramatic.
Heidi Hill is the owner of the Holistic Hound Pet Store in Berkeley, California. Her store sells CBD dog treats.
I describe Holistic Hound as being a health food store for dogs and cats. We only deal with dogs and cats right now. I've been surprised at how many people around here know about it. Many of them have medical marijuana cards and are already, you know, using medical marijuana or CBDs for themselves. And so when they saw that we had the treatables, they were already on board because they already know.
While the CBD treats from treatables are available worldwide, federally, CBD is still illegal, which leaves companies that make the palliative dog treats operate with some legal uncertainty.
Operating in that space is very tricky. Cannabis is still a Schedule I narcotic, so we still have all the restrictions that we had before, and until that changes, it's going to look like this for the time being. It would be great if they would deschedule cannabis as opposed to rescheduling it. It doesn't belong on the CSA list at all, in my opinion. So once that happens, then the research that's supposed to have been happening all this time will happen, will start to happen here in this country.